I know it sounds bad, but it's all good. These are friends, tapes from the hustle. I know it sounds bad, but it's all good. And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classic.
Welcome to, I guess, I don't even know if this is a first edition. I don't know what it is. Me and Javon just started to get on the phone and talk about hood classic movies. A lot of people emailed us. We haven't been able to do a show in a while. New York, Javon's out in New York doing his comedy thing. Teddy got married. TJ Reminisce has been getting a bunch of gigs. So we just wanted to come out with some kind of content. Me and Javon was like, man, well, let's talk about some of these hood classics. People emailed us. Shout out to my listener, Shay Jones. She emailed us. And shout out to Mandy. She also came up with this idea of us going through some hood classics and really defining the tiers that we always talk about for classic hip-hop movies. So we talk about that. We also talk about Tupac trailer for the new movie that's dropped. Happy birthday to Tupac, as always. I hope y'all enjoy this. It's a little short snippet, something to trying to whip y'all beak a little bit. You know, Javon always brings the funny, and we talk about some of these hood classic movies that we all love and adore.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, hear a nigga down here.
Mothers in black crime, brothers in packs dumb, plus everybody's high, too doped up to ask why. Watching our own downfall, witness the end. It's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block why he strapped, he laughed, pointed his pistol as the cop car passed and blast. It's just another murder, nobody mourns no more. My teardrops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm crying for. Is it the miniature caskets, little babies, victims of a stray from drug dealers gone crazy? Maybe it's just the drugs, visions of how the block was, crack came and it was strange how it rocked us. Perhaps the underlying facts they hide explain genocide. It's when we ride on our own kind. What is it we all fear? Reflections in the mirror. We can't escape fate. The end is getting nearer. Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving.
All right, here we go. Welcome to I don't even know what we call this, Javon. We're going to call this a hood classic check-in.
The hood classic check-in.
Hood classic check-in, because we had my future sister-in-law, she hit me up. And like three people hit us up about this top 10 list they put somebody put out of all the hood classic movies. We ain't going to do no top 10, but we going to, because people was like, what are the real tiers of hood classics? You got to put, and we could just go back and forth and throw them back and forth for the classes we know that are automatically in tier one, and then we could debate where some of the other ones go in tier two or tier three, tier four, wherever. Boys in the
Right.
You got, I mean, that's
no, tier one.
Tier one. What do you think?
Menace to Society.
Tier one.
Yeah.
You got, New Jack City is tier one.
Tier one.
Now, this is one that we had before that's tier one that we made into tier one, and it's the last tier one movie, Paid in Full. Because remember, people hit us up about that one because we didn't mention that in the first set when we did the first tiers.
Man, they were upset, dude. People they were, like, really upset.
Tier one, Paid in Full. And that's the last hood classic movie, from my estimation.
And that was just by popular demand, we went ahead and made that, tier one.
Is ATL a tier one?
You say it again?
Is movie ATL a tier one?
Oh, man. I love ATL. I would give it, like, it's on the border.
Yeah, because that's 2006. That would be the last one if we put that in the classic genre. What about House Party? What do you think of House Party?
That's that's a hood classic. That's a hood classic.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta put that tier one.
That's tier one.
You gotta put that
tier one.
Friday is tier one, right?
Absolutely.
Juice, tier one.
Absolutely.
Set It Off is tier one, right?
Yeah, that ain't right.
Yeah, Set Off is tier one.
Creo?
Yeah. What about Deep Cover?
Deep Cover might be tier two, dog.
Yeah, it's a solid. And when we say tier two, we're not saying a bad movie. It's a solid movie. It's just not classic.
But I'm sure it's plenty of people who have not seen Deep Cover before.
But I remember when Deep Cover came out, it was a big deal at that time because it was one of the first, like, guess hood movies to come out. It came out in 92.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just other ones came out. Belly, tier one.
Tier one.
What about Dead Presidents?
Tier one,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a damn good tier one. What about Hustle and Flow? That's it.
Another one, Oscar, but I'm gonna get it at a tier two.
Tier two, yeah. I gotta put it as a tier two, man. I can't.
You can't hold that up against, like, let's just say, any of the tier one, like Belly, like Hustle and Flow versus Belly. It's like Belly. It's unanimous.
A lot of people Belly. Like Belly, though, man. A lot of people revere Belly pretty
compared to Hustle and Flow, though.
No, a lot of people just don't like Belly, period, and say it's whack. I've had a lot of people say that, man. A lot of people just hack.
You telling me people really said Belly was whack?
A lot of people. I would say 50. I would say out of all our lists, that's probably the most controversial one in tier one.
No.
I mean, not for us, but I'm telling you.
For us, for us.
I guarantee people going to email us and it's like, I don't mess with Belly. I'd probably be the only one in there.
No, but we know right, though, man. We know best.
This is one that we forgot that one of our listeners sent in that, I don't know if you've seen it, City of God.
Tier one.
Yeah. We didn't mention that the first time. Somebody gave us, because I'm going through the list of the movies they sent us. They said we blatantly forgot City of God in the first set when we first did that.
I'm sorry if we did.
And they used the word blatantly.
Dude, when I say, and if you have not seen City of God, that's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yep.
And I was drunk when I went to see it and didn't know it was going to be subtitles. But
you saw it in the
theaters. I still read it. Yeah, damn right. I went to the Chase Park. The first day it came out like Valentine's Day weekend, 2000, like, five or something, okay, maybe.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. So we went to the movies to go see it, man. That movie was cold.
Yeah, that was a dude movie. I mean, that's as good as you're going to get, that movie. I mean.
It was good from beginning to end. It was some parts where I'd be like, damn, I wonder, was that real? Like,
dude. Hey, no, but they said, you know, that's a true story, though.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, those are real people. Yeah, remember they talk about the end. Those are true people. Like the dude, like that whole situation with the dude running up into the police station and all that. The ex-police officer that robbed a bank and all that. That's all true story. Right. All those are real people.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, all those are real people. All right, what about The Wood?
Wood, I'm going to get that tier two, dog.
Tier two?
Yeah.
What about New Jersey Drive?
Tier two.
Juice is in tier one, right?
Juice is tier one.
Poetic Justice.
Tier one. You gotta go tier one with that. Yeah.
Tupac has been in two tier one movies so far.
You can't, like, with all of the Tupac movies, mostly gonna be tier one except for like maybe like gang related.
Gang related was not a good movie to me.
That's what I'm saying. It's not definitely not tier one. I don't even know if I put it at tier two. It was just a movie Tupac was in. And that was it.
Or that other movie that they tried to push. Do you remember Bullet? That right when
I remember Bullet.
Died, like right after he died, they tried to act like, oh yeah, his last appearance in a movie. And he was barely in there and then he got shot.
You know what? I have never even seen Bullet.
You got, just go on YouTube and watch the Tupac parts. They got them all on there. That you can watch all the parts Tupac is in. What about, you said, another Tupac movie, Gridlock.
Gridlock. That's what
with him. Hold on. Him and Tim Robbins, I think, is in that. Not Tim Robbins. Hold on.
Did he have an eye patch in that movie?
No, that's the movie. That's Bullet, right?
Gang related.
That's Bullet.
That's Bullet. Okay. Bullet with the eye patch.
With the eye patch. The Gridlock is him and I'm looking it up now. Is directed by Vardy Curtis Hall. It's him and Tim Roth. Where they heroin dudes trying to get off heroin and they trying to go everywhere to get off heroin in Detroit.
Right. Okay. I know what movie you're talking about.
That's a solid movie. I'll give it. That's a solid tier two. Like, it's like a good. That's a good movie. Not as good as you would want it, but it's a solid. That's a solid movie, though. It's a solid movie. which is
well, crazy. I gotta go with you on that one, because I mean, I don't.
You should check that one out, man. You should check that one out. What about Baby Boy?
Get Baby Boy tier two.
Yeah, I'd say a lower tier two, man. I don't know, man. It was good.
I know it ain't tier one.
It's definitely not tier one. All right. This is one of the movies, man, that I look at and I'm like, it was cool, but it's like, since you knew Tupac was supposed to, no, definitely Tupac was supposed to play him, you just feel bad the whole movie. Like, it ain't right.
So, my Baby Boy.
Yeah. Baby Boy. Like, you just feel like this could be.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And I wonder if he would have even casted Old Girl if Tupac would have been alive. What's Old Girl from Best Man and all that? Not Best Man.
You talking about Play Cookie?
Yeah. What's her name? I can't remember.
Why can't we think of her name right now?
Let's see. I'm looking it up now.
I know her name. Yeah, I just can't think of her name right now.
Damn, I don't even watch the Empire like that. What's her name? Taraji P. Henson.
Well, I don't know why I kept thinking Tamela Jones. Yeah, I know Tamela Jones is.
I was thinking Regina King, too, man. I don't know why I was thinking Regina King, too. But
Taraji P.
They probably wouldn't even have cast Taraji, though. I think they would have probably went shot a little bit higher on that one, maybe.
You got Jada Pinkett or something.
Man, that would have been awesome.
probably would have did something like that.
Hey, that would have been awesome.
they would have, though. You already know.
Nah, that wouldn't even work. Will wouldn't let that happen, dog.
No, y'all being around to each other too much. Hell no.
And they used to date too, so you know that passion and stuff would be there for real in the scenes because they used to kick it.
Oh man, hey look, Will ain't having it, dog.
Hey, Will, shut that shit down fast as hell, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he bought that production of the whole movie down. Hey, for real, we're probably gonna go on too. Hey, I want y'all to go shoot this set up for real. My wife ain't no way she's gonna take this movie. Hell no.
All right, what about, what about State Property? I'm just throwing it out there.
That's definitely tier two.
A lot of people like that hood movie on the low, man. A lot of people like it.
I believe State Property was a cool hood movie, but like just like I'm About It or something like that. That was a good hood movie, but we know good and well it doesn't match up with Juice. It doesn't match up with, I'm talking about the level of respect. You know, like Juice, of New Jack City, movies like that. State Property doesn't match up on any of those levels.
All right. What about Above the Rim?
That's tier one.
Tupac's in tier one. But tier one movies.
Yeah.
Hey, Above the Rim, if you watched it lately, that movie is aged well to me. Like, it ain't like it's like a good, like, it don't, you can, like, it, you can tell the time from the clothes, but like if I told that story again today, you'd be like, oh damn, that's a dope story.
Yeah, even if you use today's time and people and stuff like that, you're right.
Yeah, and just kept the same storyline, but like just changed up the style and the people in it, you wouldn't even trip off of it. All right, what about Sugar Hill?
Sugar Hill, that's Samuel Jackson in it, right?
No, that's Wesley and Homeboy from the Five Heartbeats.
I'm thinking of, what am I thinking of with Sam? I'm thinking of Jungle Fever. I don't know what I'm thinking of.
That's another one. I mean, that's another one there, too. What do you think about that?
I can't remember Sugar Hill that much, man.
It's
so
a tier two.
What would you say?
It's a tier two. That's the one where it's the two brothers, or Wesley Snipes plays the one brother and everything. It's borderline tier one, man, because it was a damn good acted and directed movie. It's damn near tier one. It's just that I just think it doesn't have that enough respect or like people liking it for you to really put it in tier one. But it's a good movie.
Okay.
It's a good movie. What about Ricochet, man?
That's one, man. What's what I see now?
You know, that's Trespass you thinking about. That was the next one I was going to ask about.
Damn. Ricochet. Hold on. Who's in Ricochet?
That's Denzel.
Yeah, Cool J.
That's with Denzel in it and Ice-T.
That was it. Ice-T.
Ice-T is in that. Yeah, you're right. I just looked at the cast. You're right. Ice-T is in that. Yep. It's where you're a cop, and that cop trying to get him back.
Damn.
It's not really that hood, though, man. So
it's cloudy for me, man. Ricochet is cloudy. I can't remember Ricochet that much, though.
Yeah.
I remember it, but I don't. It ain't like that memorable to me.
Then it's not tier one or tier two, then. You can't. Or it's maybe tier two just off the strength. There's Denzel in it, but then you can't put a tier one if you don't remember. What about Trespass, man, with Ice Cube?
That's tier two, dog.
Yeah.
As much as I love both of them, that ain't like tier one.
I remember I was hyped to see that as a kid, too, man, and it wasn't that good. And I rewatched it maybe a couple of years ago, and it was just like, it was okay. They just really banked off the fact that you had Ice Cube and Ice-T in one movie.
Right, right.
All
right,
what about, do you ever seen Blue Hill Avenue?
No, I haven't seen Blue Hill Avenue.
It's a decent, I give it a lower second tier, and I would tell everybody to go check it out. It's got Alan Payne in it, a couple other cats. It's a pretty decent movie, man. Like, it's pretty decent. Don't expect a lot out of it, but I give it a lower tier two, a lower tier two. But it's something that people should definitely check out. It's definitely a decent one to check out. This is an interesting one that somebody put on this list for. It's Four Brothers.
I like Four Brothers, dog. I'm gonna give that
a high tier two.
Tier two, yeah, high tier two.
Yeah, it's got to be a high tier two, man. Somebody put on here Meteor Man. This what? Shout out to our listener, Shay Jones. She sent these in. She sent a whole bunch of lists in for us.
Meteor Man was good. I'm gonna get out a mid tier two.
And you talked about this yesterday. What about Original Gangsters?
OG Original. That's a tier two, maybe a low tier two.
Yeah,
it was cool.
Yeah, I mean, you had homeboy. Michael B. Duncan Christopher B. Duncan from Jamie Foxx show playing the
He said Drew Down.
No, that's not Drew Down is in there too. But Christopher B. Duncan, light skinned dude from
Jamie Foxx. Braxton.
Yeah, Braxton. He was the main villain in there. He was like, I can't believe they're doing this to us. What about A Rage in Harlem? She's got that on the list.
Rage and Hard, that's an old school movie. I just watched that. I want to say on the Fire Stick, man.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, so then we'd have to put Harlem Nights in there too, if you want to mention that. Is Harlem Nights a hood? Is that a hood movie, or is that just a comedy? I guess.
I mean, that'd be a comedy. That'd be a comedy.
Yeah, and you know what?
If that's the case, will House Party be a comedy?
Well, no. Hood movies have to be post-crack era. Or no.
Okay.
Or during the crack era. If your movie wasn't during or post-crack era, you can't be considered a hood classic.
And just so the listeners know, what is the crack era? What's the 84.
84.
Okay, so it has to be after 84.
After 84 is the cutoff. Like, if there wasn't people selling crack in your movie, potentially, then you can't. It's not considered a good classic. Even though they may not have shown crack necessarily, but if there was not a potential to be a dope dealer there.
Right, right.
It don't count.
You're right.
It don't count at all. It don't count at all. All right. Let's see what else she got on here in this list that I kind of was messing with. ATL she got. What about Get Rich or Die Trying, man?
Tier two.
I don't even know if I give it. I mean, the production value was good, but was the story really that good?
Yeah, I'm saying tier three. Tier three.
Now, so let's go into tier three movies that you have offhand. Because she asked the question. She says, also asked, what do we consider tier three offhand? Because she couldn't think of anything that we would just tier three, three movies. And we've watched a lot of hood movies that people ain't never probably seen.
Yeah, I would say I'm about it.
Okay, what about a tier four? I want to put something in tier four, Belly 2, before we even go farther.
Did
you ever see
Belly 2? That'd be a game in it, right?
Yes. Oh, my God.
It was horrible.
It may be one of the worst movies I've seen in my life.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch that.
Yeah. So you said I'm about it. Like, so you're talking about I'm about it. Basically, all the Master P movies you're saying almost, right? I got the hookup and...
Although, yeah. Master P hasn't put out a tier one hood classic. I can say that.
So he's never put out one?
Not a tier one. I mean, he's out a hood classic, but not a tier one where I'm like, hey, dude, it's either between that or I'm watching Menace to Society. Like, I could put up New Jack City. I could say, man, I'm going to watch New Jack City or Menace to Society. Which one should I watch? Some people will say New Jack City. Some will say Menace to Society. If I say, hey, y'all, I'm going to watch Menace to Society or I'm about it, which one should I watch? People be like, man, watch Menace to Society. People will get mad at me for even putting them two on the same level of me deciding on what I'm going to watch.
They'd be mad as hell at you. Like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm trying to think of some other tier twos offhand I could think about. Jason's Lyric is a solid tier two.
Yeah, tier two.
Okay, this is one that I just thought about, jumped in my head. Is this considered tier one or tier two, White Man Can't Jump?
I'm going to get that tier two. Tier it's two. A good movie.
Yeah, but everything can't be tier one, man. What about Training Day? Do we consider Training Day?
That's a hood. That's tier one. That got to go tier one.
Yeah,
if we consider that, that's tier one.
It's played because the other criteria for hood classic, you have to have a majority black cast. Class, and majority of the movie has to be placed in the hood. Like, you can't be having suburbs most of your movie, you know. Just majority has to be placed in the hood. Training Day, you know, hits those different barriers. So, what about Do the Right Thing then, man? For tier one.
Yeah, I mean, that was a staple in hip hop, you know, Radio Raheem. My man got choked out and shit. Like, everybody remember that.
Yeah, and that's a good classic, good hidden gem though too, because I think people don't even think of that as a hood classic movie like that.
Yeah, it was though.
Yeah. Okay, what about South Central, man?
That's tier two. I gotta get that tier two.
Solid tier two though. It's a clean movie. Yeah. It's a solid tier two.
And tier two ain't bad. It's not bad.
No. People may think we're trying to diss.
But like you said, look at tier one. We got Training Day in tier one. It got to be comparable to something like that. It got to, like, Training Day. You got Men to Society, Training Day. Those are two tier one movies, undeniable. Like, it ain't three movies you can put up against that and, you know, be like, okay, this movie is just as good, or I will watch that like I will watch these two. That's how we choose in tier one. It got to be quality and overall just accepted by the black community.
Yeah. What about this one, man? This one was a damn good movie, man, but I don't think it got as much love as it should have. Fresh.
Fresh was good, but that's tier two.
It's tier two, just because it ain't got the acclaim, and you got to be embraced by a lot of people, too. It just can't be just a good movie. You got to be, it's got to be, as the pimp say, you got to be locally known and internationally accepted, you know, as a movie, you know, to be considered that. What about Clockers?
Right.
Clockers.
Clockers have in it?
That's Mekhi Phifer's first movie with Spike Lee directing it.
Right. That's when he was like in New York. Yep. He had the bibs on. He kept drinking the Yoo-hoo.
Yep. And he was trying to get out the drug game and all that.
Right. Clockers, that's tier two, dog. That's definitely not tier one.
He Got Game is tier two, right?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people hate on that, man, just because Ray Allen's acting wasn't the best.
I mean, wasn't that like right when he got to the league?
Yeah, he hadn't been in the league that long. I think he was still on the Bucks then. He wasn't even in Seattle yet.
Yeah, it was decent. It was decent.
Yeah, it was a decent movie. Okay, what about Brooklyn's Finest, man?
Brooklyn's Finest.
That's the movie that came out with Don Cheadle, Wesley Snipes.
I didn't watch that full movie. It was like Wesley Snipes' Return, right?
Yep. That was one of the first when he first got out of jail. That was the first movie he got out of jail and did. And he played like the drug dealer getting out.
I didn't get to see Brooklyn's Finest. But yeah. Did you watch it?
Yeah. I would say it's a mid tier two. I give it a mid tier two.
Yeah, the thing about it, he said, it's mid.
It was cool, you know, but it was. I mean, I can't. It's hard to put it in that first. That first tier, man. It's a lot of movies that be in that two or three range, you know.
Yeah, you can't compare that to like Training Day, at Brooklyn's Finest.
You know what? You know when I want to be in tier one, it may take time. That just came out is Dope.
Which one?
Dope, but from Rick Fiorima. You haven't seen Dope yet?
Dope. Yeah, I think it's dope. Dope. Yeah, Dope was dope.
I think we got to give it a little bit more time to be considered tier one. I think that's conditional tier one.
Hey, yeah, Dope was dope, man. I think a lot of people would sleep on that movie.
Yeah, I think you got to give that some time. And also, to be a hood class, you have to have a 5-year waiting period. Like, kind of like how you have to be in the Hall of Fame to go for basketball. Like, you got to have 5 years between your coming out. You just can't come straight into a hood class because they can see people. You know, putting the Tupac movie in there, like, man, that's a hood classic already. Because I saw people saying that it's already, like, from the trailer coming out, you know, like, oh, that's a hood classic already, it looked like. And I'm like, we put classic on shit way too fast, man.
Yeah, but Dope is one, like you say, what you call it, a hidden gem. Like, it's so many people that haven't seen it, and maybe just heard the name of it, but if you took it, just gave yourself a day and just like a couple hours and just watched it, you'll be like, oh man, this is a dope movie. It's a good movie. I see why they call it dope. It's dope.
Yeah, and it because it's a realistic aspect of the hood though, like from a real kind of like from real kids, real living, and necessarily everybody ain't shooting nobody and nothing necessarily showing the other sides of people being in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got a couple more, and okay, what'd you think about? We said Training Day is, so I guess Training Day would be no Training Day wouldn't be it still would be the last hood classic movie. Would have to be Peyton Ford as of right now, from what we're saying right now, Peyton Ford.
The most recent.
Most recent.
Well, dope.
It's conditional. Still.
Yeah, we gotta give a little time.
Yeah,
you're right.
You gotta still wait 5 years. It's still pending. For that is a hood classic. Let's talk about this Tupac trailer that has dropped, man. Since we got on here and we talking about movies, what'd you think?
Hey man, I think it looks decent.
Yeah. It looked decent.
I'm gonna say that.
I'm not getting my hopes up about it
because
Notorious had my hopes up, and I don't even know, is that a tier two? Is Notorious tier two?
Notorious, yeah, that's tier two, man. I mean, I think it was good, but it to me it wasn't like, hey man, I gotta watch this again. It was great. Like it wasn't like Jamie Foxx and Ray. Like I could watch Ray again, and I'd be like, hey man, let's watch Ray. Like I could see myself saying that. With Notorious, I haven't been in the mood since I've seen the movie to be like, hey, man, I haven't watched it again.
Oh, I think I may have seen it one of the times, like, in pieces.
Yeah, I haven't watched it again, man. That was the first time I saw it. It was good for what it was, you know. I was like, man, you know, got a little insight on Biggie. And I pretty much, like, kept up with Biggie over the years, man, but... You know, I'm hype on this. I'm anxious to see this new Pac movie. I'm gonna say that.
I'm anxious, man. But like all the different stuff behind the scenes, like I was telling you before we got on, like, man, it's like John Singleton dropped out. I was really hyped when I thought John Singleton was gonna direct it because it was like, yo, like he really knew Tupac for real, and worked with him on Poetic Justice, you know, and all these other different little projects. He hung out with him, so it's like somebody. It'd be like me directing a movie about one of y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, I knew y'all, so it'd be like,
right.
I know, like, little small literal signatures about you. So this is the director that's directing now, Benny Boom, who's the final one doing it. He did Next Day Air, and he did SWAT 2, and a whole bunch of music videos. Now, I ain't hating on Benny Boom. He's a decent director, so we'll see. But I know they had a lot of issues going on with Afeni Shakur to try to get those rights, you know, for different stuff from Afeni. The one thing I will say that did sound dope in the trailer was Davia, the woman from The Walking Dead that's playing his mom, with her over the top with the narration. That sounded dope.
Playing Michonne.
Yeah, she plays Michonne, but she's playing Tupac's mom in the movie. And
that's a good person to play his mom.
Yeah, that was a good casting. That was a great casting. And her voice is the one over the top of the trailer talking.
Okay,
and that sounds good.
That's a great pickup.
Yeah, that sounds real, real good. So I'm looking forward to seeing it, man. I mean, I'm not gonna get my hopes up like I did with Notorious though, because I thought Notorious was gonna be a little bit. I thought it was gonna incorporate a lot more things within hip hop. I just thought it'd be a lot more incorporated within hip hop. A lot of different people that Biggie ran into, you know, things like that. And you know what? And looking back at it, Straight Outta Compton just set up every, like, really showed you how a biopic can be shot, you know, about a hip hop.
Now, wait a minute. Would that be considered?
Ooh, that's a good, great point. Ooh.
Is that a hood classic?
It's got to be, man. It's got to be. It's conditional.
Mm-hmm.
It's dope. It's sitting on a conditional list with dope. It's got to wait this It's got to wait this 5 years to be entered into the Hall of Fame. It's got to wait 5 years.
Right. Now, you're right.
Yeah, it's got to wait this 5 years.
It will be, though. It's like the Allen Iverson. We know it should be, but I think it will be.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, with the because I don't know, man. It's just, Tupac was so complicated of a person, man. I damn near want somebody to do a Netflix series. Like, a Tupac Netflix series, like, episodic.
Yeah, but the thing is, we're doing a Netflix series. Now you're talking about trying to come together a whole episode of what he may have been doing on, you know, these stages in his life and all that. And there's going to be a lot of people throwing extra shit in there. I mean, even with a movie, I just think with Pac not being here, if you don't have people that was firsthand connected with Pac, even like with Suge Knight, Dr. Dre, and all of them, like people who knew Digital Underground, yeah. If you don't have them like giving their cosign on it, even with this movie, with learning what you told me about John Singleton not like kind of dropping out of directing it, I'm wondering, I'm anxious to see, but I'm just wondering how far can you go with it, especially if you don't know.
Yeah. It was
firsthand.
Do you remember when I told you I had the idea they should do for the Tupac movie? I think they should do it from him being on death row and mostly flashbacks. Like, I don't think you should try to do a comprehensive from like beginning to end. I think you should just pick a time period of like Pac, like why he's on death row and all the stuff going on death row, and then maybe small flashbacks of things that happened in the past. Like,
that'd be dope.
Instead of trying to do like from A to Z, like Tupac when he was 12 years old all the way till he died, I think you need to take one period and like focus on that, and then have flashbacks of different small things that happened in the past. And I think that's a better way you can do that with an hour 45 minutes, instead of trying to do like they did with Biggie movie. We're gonna try to crunch in from him being a little boy rapping at the house all the way to, you know, to him dying. I just think it's too much. I think damn near I would even make it more gangster and just have it just Tupac 2 weeks leading up to his death and the whole situation with that, and make it all flashbacks from that point on. And just keep it simple
Or maybe had a movie start up. Because, hold on, how did Notorious start up? Didn't it start off with him in the truck at the end of the movie?
Yeah, it started off with that.
Okay, well, no, I was thinking like had Tupac stuff starting off with him in the car, I guess that's the same. That's the same setup as the Biggie movie.
Yeah, but I mean, but something like that where you focus in on a certain time period on the person instead of trying to do everything. Like, so the reason I think somebody like Ray could be done like on his whole life is because nobody alive left really even knew him that intricately. So yeah, you could do that because we could throw in whatever we want to, because who knew who Ray Charles was at that time? It would have to be our grandchildren that would be having to see a Tupac movie and could see one from beginning to end about the life.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, even with Straight Outta Compton, they didn't show their whole life. They just showed the period of the group until the end of Death Row. They didn't even go past that. They didn't go into Dr. Dre with Eminem and, you know, Ice Cube with West Side Connection and, you know, Lynch Mob and all that. They didn't do that. They focused in on one thing. And I hope they don't do that, though. That's one of my hopes. They don't do that. They don't try to do too much.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's just one of my hopes. They hope that they don't try to do it too much. And try to not do, you know, it help. I'm just looking at the dude that's playing Tupac. It said his father worked on Tupac's last album.
But that could be anything. He could have been a janitor in the building. He's like, okay, yeah, he worked
at you know. Studios.
Yeah, he's physically.
His dad is in the album credits.
Oh, his dad is, for real?
His dad is in album credits. Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
For Machiavelli?
He was a mixer. He mixed the part. Yeah, Machiavelli. He was the mixer. Because the guy that's playing Tupac is named Demetrius Shipp Jr. The guy that mixed the album, one of the mixers, is Demetrius Shipp.
Okay, so he's not lying all the way.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not.
I'm just lying.
But his dad was he mixed the album. They said that he was working at Target before he got this job in the movie.
They said that one more time?
They said he was working at Target before the movie.
Oh, yeah.
They said that the dude Demetrius is working at Target.
Yeah, I'm hoping this movie do well. That way he can go ahead and quit.
Hey, because if he don't do well with this boy, he gonna go back to Target.
Yeah, because he looked too much like Tupac. People are like, nah, dog, you messed up the movie.
Hey, man, before we get out of here, I'm going to give you some of these cast members of who they playing, man. They got Clifton. They trying to do too much, man. I can see it already because this cast is super long, dude. Like, they even going back to Ray Love. You know who Ray Love is, right? Remember that song Money? I'm all about my Fetty. It was him, Young Lay, and Mac Maul. That song that was on New Jersey Drive soundtrack that was big for him, like back then.
Dude, I told you, man. You know something about everything, dude.
But they were all down with Tupac. They all started out with Tupac, Ray Love, and all. You could Google like Ray Love and like Young Lay. Young Lay, I don't even remember his son got kidnapped. and was on America's Most Wanted. Like some chick ended up killing his wife and then burning up the house and her and the kid and everything, man.
Hey, you dying now, D?
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah. I said, do you remember that situation?
No, I don't. I don't remember that, man.
Yeah, if you look it up, Young Lay, man. He was the one with that situation with, yeah, like I said. And the thing that was even more crazy about this situation, and the kid didn't die. They adopted the kid and took the kid in for 7 years and acted like it was their kid.
And what was the deal with the kid?
Some chick killed his wife and burned up the house that she was in and kidnapped the kid. So it was like a baby, like 8 months years old. And they ended up raising the little boys. He's like 8 or 9 years old.
Dang.
Yeah,
that's deep.
Yeah. Well, that was Young Lay. They got some dude. They got somebody playing Tretch in here. Gaddafi. Some dude named Jerry Ellis is playing Snoop. Like somebody's playing Dre.
Hold on, who playing Snoop?
Some dude named Jared Evans. Now I don't know.
It ain't the same dude that played Snoop in Compton, is it?
I mean, I'm finna Google him now. Let's see what he look like. No, this dude don't look nothing like him.
He don't look nothing like Snoop.
He don't look nothing like Snoop. This dude.
I mean, like, is it like disrespectful to Snoop?
Like, this dude don't look nothing like him. Let me see. It's pulling up here now at all these Instagram pictures of people. Cause I just Googled it real quick. Wow, they got Puffy in here.
Who playing Puffy?
Let's see. Hold on, let me start from the, because they got all the Instagram pictures here with everybody. So, they got this chick named Kat Graham playing Jada Pinkett, homeboy from The Wire that played Marlo is playing Mutulu Shakur, Tupac's stepdad. Some dude named Dominic Santana. I think it's the same dude from Straight Outta Compton playing Suge. Some of the outlaws are playing themselves, like Idi Amin and Young Noble playing themselves.
Yeah, but I know two of them died. Gaddafi died. Gaddafi's and dead. Fatal died.
Yep, Fatal just died like last year too.
Yeah, in a car accident.
Yeah, in a car accident. And then this dude look like Snoop. He looks decent like Snoop. I mean, ain't nothing to shout about. The dude that played looked like Daz. Looked kind of like Daz though.
Yeah, shout out to Daz. I met Daz before. I told you when I was at the, I performed at Uptown Comedy Club in Atlanta, like in 2007. And Daz, he sent this chick to come talk to me afterwards. And, she got my number. And Daz, I was talking to Daz too. He was like, yeah, man. He said, man, I come to St. Louis. He said, I'll be on, Goodfellas. I'm like, man, I said, that's my street, man. Goodfellas, I'm living. I grew up on Goodfellas.
No, you went to St. Louis. He was like, okay. Talking about Goodfellas. Like, you've been in St. Louis for real.
When he said Goodfellas, I'm thinking, like, this nigga be on Goodfellas. Like, damn.
Hey, the dude that looked like Dr. Dre, you look more like him than Dr. Dre.
Than Dr. Dre from the Compton movie?
No. The dude that's playing Dr. Dre in the Snoop movie, meaning the Pac movie, looks more like, actually, he looks more like, not you, but Nato Khalif than he does Dr. Dre, the MC Nato Khalif.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They got the chick in here looks like Faith. Some chick named Grace Gibson looks like Faith. They got a dude that look like Mo Preem a little bit. Let's see. They got a chick that kind of like Kidada. I mean, if they got
somebody on there that look like Faith, that mean they really trying to dig deep on making the story. Because like Faith, that incident was such a small part of Tupac's life.
But I think they should show that. But I'm saying, and then they got Tretch and Queen Latifah in here. Like they seem like they're doing a lot.
How long is this movie gonna be? Is this gonna be a movie that's supposed to be 4 hours, like the Batman Superman movie?
I don't know, dude. Cause it's not like they're trying to span too much of his life.
This movie is gonna be extremely long, or just extremely choppy. Yep. But I'm anxious to see how they're gonna transition to, you know, cause like you said, that's like a huge jump in his life when you're talking about like Faith Evans, then you got his mama, Fanny Shakur.
They got dude in here. The dude, Corey Hardrick, T.R. Tamir, one of them husband.
Corey Hardrick, that's my cousin. That's my cousin's first cousin.
Oh, word. Okay. It's this movie called Brotherly Love. That's a hood movie, too, or whatever, that came out. That was a decent movie. He was real good in there. If you ever seen that.
Yeah.
He was in
my cousin Angelique.
Yeah, if y'all want to check out Brotherly Love, it was a decent movie. He was the best part of the movie. He's a damn good actor, man. He's playing Haitian Jack. So they going all the way back to him getting jacked at the Quad Studios. They got dude playing Jimmy Henchman. Like, they got a lot going on with this cast, man. They got a lot going on, man. They got a dude they playing Johnny J, which was the producer dude. You know, he did majority of production on All Eyes on Me and on Machiavelli too. People don't trip off that though.
About what?
That Johnny J did most of the production on All Eyes on Me and on Machiavelli.
And which one was Johnny J?
Johnny J is the producer, Hispanic dude. He's a Hispanic dude. Johnny J is. From I think he's from California. He's from LA. He actually ended up killing himself too.
For real?
Yeah, he killed himself in prison, like jump off a balcony or something crazy.
A balcony?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he died in 2008. Yeah, he died in
Damn.
Yeah, he fell off the upper tier of the prison in apparent suicide.
Okay, you talking about a balcony? When I think of a balcony, I think of something luxurious.
No. He was in jail. He was in jail for something. All right, but, man, dude, man, let's go ahead and wrap it up, though, man. Man, tell everybody where you can hit you up, as always, Devine. So you out in New York. I forgot to tell everybody you out in New York. That's why we doing it like this.
Yeah, man, I'm in New York right now, man. I'll be back to St. Louis next.
You got anything coming up? So, I mean, I'm putting this episode out ASAP, so if you got anything coming up in New York that people come to?
Yeah, I'll be performing at LOL Comedy Club, I'll say Saturday night.
Okay.
Just hit me up if you want to know what time.
And that's at Javon Bibbs on Twitter and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, at JOVANVIBBS on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And just message me and I'll let you know the exact time.
Okay. All right. Well, man, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks, man. We'll be getting back together. Now, NJCT will be coming. People have been emailing us and Sweden is asking us where it is. It's coming. It's coming. It takes a minute to put this together. You know, we hyped it up so much. We got to make sure it's right. So we'll see y'all. Appreciate y'all listening as always. Peace.
Yes, sir.